40,000 people are incarcerated in Louisiana, costing taxpayers nearly $700 million annually. That's according to the Vera Institute of Justice in their 2012 report, The Price of Prisons. But a group of business and religious leaders, oftentimes on the opposite ends of issues, this year came together to ask, is it worth the cost? Does the $17,000-plus dollars it costs to jail a person each year equate to better public safety? New Orleans Crime Coalition Chair, Dr. Michael Cowan.
Louisiana is the capital of incarceration in the United States, highest per capita. And in the last several years, in Texas, in Tennessee, in Mississippi, in Georgia, a very promising thing has happened, and that is conservative business leaders have gotten together, looked at the math on this, and decided that not only are we spending way too much money to keep people in prison, we're not even safer as a result of it. In fact, we might be less safe. So over the last year, we've organized the key business leaders from all over the state into an effort which is called Louisiana Smart on Crime, which is modeled on the approach that was taken in Texas.
And what we found in Texas, one of the things I was told is not to build new prisons because they cost too much.
Jerry Madden, former corrections chairman in the Texas State House.
We started looking at programs that help. We looked at drug treatment. We looked at alcoholic treatment. We looked at funding for mental health. We looked at intermediate sanctions. We looked at expansion of specialty courts. All of the things that could make a difference in bringing population in to break that cycle of people coming into the criminal justice system. That's what we did. And that's the great result that we've had because Texas, we've closed three prisons in the last 3 years. And we still have plenty. We have 107. That's still quite a bit. Well, we're down from 110.
Madden assisted the Smart on Crime supporters as they tried to pass bills aimed at bringing down the number of people in Louisiana jails in the 2014 legislative session. Of 9 bills proposed, 7 passed. Kevin Kane with the Pelican Institute for Public Policy helped guide the effort.
What we've seen in other states is that they've recognized that many of the people who they've been incarcerating are really lower-level, nonviolent offenders. States have been investing more in their alternatives to incarceration, whether it's treatment, education, even parole supervision, rather than locking people up for years on end. And not only do you get better outcomes from that, it costs less money.
Among the initiative's successes?
One of the challenges to bringing down the recidivism rate is getting more people into the workforce because somebody can get a job, and if they can hold a job for a few years, you'll find that at that point they're very likely not to reoffend. One of the bills that we had was a bill that would protect businesses from being sued when they hire ex-offenders.
Another would let ex-offenders get a provisional license to practice a trade. Getting more prisoners eligible for parole was another big step, he says, and creating a new system for veterans who get arrested.
Yeah, because we have a large number of veterans, and there are a host of sort of services that are available to veterans.
The initiative did run into some roadblocks. The bill to lessen penalties for simple marijuana possession upon second and subsequent conviction was staunchly opposed by sheriffs and DAs across the state. The bill was deferred, but supporters say expect the matter to resurface in the next session. And the issue of mandatory sentencing wasn't really addressed.
Particularly in the 80s and 90s, in the war on drugs, states and federal government have implemented very tough sentencing laws, and including mandatory minimum sentencing. And so when you look at the dramatic increase in the rate of incarceration, I mean, Louisiana basically in about a 20-year period, the number of people we have incarcerated doubled from about 20,000 to about 40,000. And that's really fueled by tough drug laws. We need to go back and revisit our sentencing laws. You know, what many states have started to do is give judges more flexibility in terms of their sentencing so they can look at sort of the unique facts in each case and decide, you know, who needs to be locked up and who doesn't.
But Kane says the public is wary.
One of the challenges there is that really, a lot of people just don't have confidence in our judges. And I found it in speaking to people, that's particularly an issue here in New Orleans. A lot of people just, you know, there's this judges have a reputation for letting people out who don't, who really don't belong on the streets. Now, I don't know how much of that reputation is deserved or isn't, but it's just a fact. It's a reality we need to deal with.
And he says it's a question for both voters and judgeship candidates to consider in the run-up to the fall elections for the Orleans Criminal District Court bench. As for the Louisiana Smart on Crime Initiative, both Kane and Cowan say it's a long-term effort.
I mean, number one, we spend too much money on incarceration. Number two, we have a workforce shortage in Louisiana. And we have a lot of able-bodied young men and women who might be able to help with that. And three, even just sort of from a public relations standpoint, you know, do we want Louisiana to be the leader in incarceration, especially when all these other states are taking a different approach? So I'm just inclined to think that the number of people who want to support this effort is going to continue to grow and that this effort's just going to get stronger.
For 89.9 WWNO and WYES TV Channel 12, I'm Marcia Cavanaugh.